Wisconsin, Indiana, Ohio. What do these three states have in common? Well, perhaps it's this political tactic of fleeing the state in order to avoid voting or debating on a bill. Is that a good political tactic? Is it an unprecedented form of gridlock? What does this new tactic say about the future of the labor movement, which is what's at issue in many of these states? We've got Andy Stern with us to answer all of these questions. He's a senior fellow at the Georgetown Public Policy Institute. But we should say, Andy, that you have a pro-union bent. You are the former president of the Service Workers International Union.
That's right. Hi, Celeste.
Good morning. Let me just ask, I mean, there's a lot of talk on both sides, which seems like pretty high-powered rhetoric. On one side, you have many Republicans saying the unions are holding these states hostage. On the Democrat side, you have people saying that this is an effort to break the unions. Is any of this rhetoric true, or is it somewhere in the middle?
Well, I say what's true is, A, Wisconsin has a real budget problem, like many states. It's not as bad as other people. Two, the unions are going to have to make sacrifices, and they've been said they're willing to do that in order to get this budget balanced, as will other people in the state. And C, I think when you strip it all down, this is a political payback. We have collective bargaining being taken away from one group of workers, but another group, police and firefighters and state troopers, aren't. We're asking unions to, quote, recertify themselves every year, you know, but we're not going to ask the Chamber of Commerce or the Rotary Club to recertify themselves after a year. So, I mean, in the end, you strip it away. There's a financial problem. People are going to have to make sacrifices. But this is a sheer political payback and power grab, you know, by a group of Republicans.
Well, let's just ask about the political payback that the Democrats are dealing out. I mean, leaving the state seems like taking your toys and going home from the playground to a certain extent. I mean, we're not able to solve the problem. They're just saying we refuse to talk about it.
Well, I don't think they're saying we refuse to talk about it. They're saying, you know, we think we actually do need to talk about it, you know, and not just sort of ram it through. And you just reported on, you know, the budget decisions that are going on in Congress. You know, we may have a shutdown there. We know about Senate filibusters. We know about holds on bills. You know, we know the legislative process, you know, is meant to be, under our founding fathers' design, you know, rather slow and cumbersome. So I think it is a situation that requires discussion, but it doesn't require an imposition. It requires people talking together and finding a compromise.
Now, let me play you this comment. We spoke with Wisconsin Senate Majority Leader, Republican Scott Fitzgerald, on Tuesday on the show, and here's what he had to say.
In December, when Democrats had control of the state Senate, they weren't willing to deal, and they weren't willing to make concessions. So, you know, the idea that now they're in the barrel and they're willing to talk is almost comical.
And Andy Stern of the Georgetown Public Policy Institute, let me just play devil's advocate here for just a second and say that, you know, the teachers union, in some cases, has earned a reputation for being difficult to deal with and not being willing to compromise. That's the reputation that some people say they've earned, as have other unions like the UAW and others at some points been very tough negotiators. And perhaps that's what's brought this about even more so than the Republican opposition to organized labor.
Well, I'd say when you look at what's happening here in 15 different states, you don't have a coincidence. You know, it's not an accident or an act of fate. It is a conscious decision by people in power to disempower another group of people. And there's nothing illegal about it. It may be immoral. It may not be the American way. And I think 61% of the American people said in a poll recently they don't think it's right. I think Americans are looking for a discussion about jobs. They're looking for compromises. And I think when unions are unreasonable, they're unreasonable. That's not the situation here.
All right. But as you're saying, this is a concerted effort to break the unions. I doubt they would move forward with such an effort unless they felt that the unions were in a weak position. Are the unions at this point in a vulnerable place where they could be crushed?
No, I think there's just, you know, as I said, I think the Republicans are channeling Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste. And so I think they see an opportunity in a budget crisis to act as if somehow this has something to do with the budget in 15 states simultaneously. And it's interesting they're not going after people like the police and firefighters in Wisconsin that supported the governor. So I think they see a chance to, you know, Citizens United empowered corporations. We're going to disempower our opponents who didn't support these governors in particular. And I just don't think that's the American way. So, yeah, think this is a concerted effort to disempower your opposition and take advantage of a fiscal crisis when people are angry about everything and everyone, Democrats and Republicans and unions, you know, to take an advantage.
I mean, there is a certain extent to which both sides are entrenched at this point and frustrated. I want you to take a listen to Indiana House Speaker Brian Bosma, a Republican. He's speaking to the Indiana House chamber yesterday. The Democrats there have fled to Illinois.
I did receive through the media a list of demands, 11 bills which the Democrats indicated we would have to agree not to deal with for them to return from Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. We will not concede to a list of demands from those who have vacated this state.
That is the sound of House members, at this point only Republicans since the Democrats have fled, applauding what Bosma had to say and then booing coming from the spectators in the chamber. Is it seemly at this point that such important issues have become sort of a public spectacle?
No, I don't think it's very seemly. And I do think the only way you ever solve anything, you know, is trying to talk. And I think, you know, I can say that I think Governor Daniels, a Republican, you know, was wise to say that we should pull one of the most important bills the unions have been concerned about, because this is not what people in Wisconsin really, I mean, people in Indiana really are interested in. I think Governor Scott, a Republican in Florida, has said this is, you know, we have a lot of issues to deal with, a lot of tough choices to make, but, you know, taking away collective bargaining is not going to create one new job in Florida. So I think, you know, there are always people who have very strong ideological beliefs on both sides that try to use the legislative process. I think what the American people said in the last election when they sent one group of people home and brought another group of people in is, we want you to focus on jobs and bringing this economy back. And I'm thinking what's happening now when you see the USA Today poll is people don't think this is what this discussion's about. It's a payback political power grab, and I think there's consequences for everyone involved if they don't sit down and start trying to find some responsible resolutions, and that includes on the budget at the federal level.
Although one could argue that the governors of Florida and Indiana are actually becoming more conciliatory because they're watching with dismay what's going on in Wisconsin. That is Andy Stern, a senior fellow at the Georgetown Public Policy Institute, former president of the Service Employees International Union. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
The takeaways following the news from the Midwest, of course, and the Middle East all this morning long, and we're looking for your news.
This is Lori Tobias-Cohen from New York City. I think every single union in the union should be there in these states to protest. This is the thing to go to the mat for.
Give us a call with what you think you would go to the mat for or not. 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can head over to our site, thetakeaway.org. And that's also the place to go if you want to get updated on what's happening with the protests going on overseas in the Middle East, especially Libya and Bahrain and Yemen as well. Thanks this hour to our resident Wisconsinite, Leo Duran, who's helped us to keep that story updated, or as Todd Zwillick calls him, the honey badger of the takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. John Hockenberry is out. This is the takeaway. Hey, listen, honey badgers are mean. They are mean.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.